Slide 16. Moving on to factors that will affect the future direction of imaging systems, there are several, including advances in medical imaging technology, the ongoing development of standards for exchanging images, and the expectation that Stage 2 meaningful use will include images in the electronic health record. An example of advances in medical imaging technology would be the following, published in Health Data Management. The Food and Drug Administration recently approved new medical imaging technology to process images and pinpoint regions of interest. The MedSeg system, from Largo, Maryland-based Bartrand Medical Imaging Incorporated, is based on a computer algorithm developed at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. The software groups and images pixels together at different levels of detail to enable image segmentation to a higher level than currently available, according to NASA. http://www.healthdatamanagement.com/news/health-care-technology-news-imaging-nasa-mammogram-analytics-41165-1.html. Another recent development is the release of an expansion of the DICOM Medical Image Exchange Standard, Supplement 145. According to a College of American Pathologists press release, the standard will enable electronic display, sharing, storage, and management of the image of the entire microscope slide, or large images usually associated with pathology. It will allow healthcare professionals flexibility, such as panning and zooming, when interacting with the image. The adoption of whole-slide digital imaging into hospitals and laboratories is desirable for advancing pathology and improving patient care. Currently, most hospitals use a PACS, Picture Archiving and Communication System, to manage and store radiology images. Until now, PACS software and the DICOM core standard did not accommodate pathology whole-slide images. Supplement 145, the new standard for whole-slide microscopic images, will facilitate health information interoperability of pathology medical images, various whole-slide imaging equipment manufacturers, PACS, and electronic health records, EHRs. http://tinyurl.com/2elpbvh. A final factor affecting the future direction of imaging systems is the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, and the associated Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH, provision. ARRA, officially Public Law 111-5, signed into law February 2009, provides many different stimulus opportunities, one of which is $19.2 billion for health IT. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services EHR Incentive Program's website provides the following with regards to HITECH and the meaningful use of interoperable health information technology and qualified EHRs. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, or the HITECH Act, established programs under Medicare and Medicaid to provide incentive payments for the meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The Medicare and Medicaid EHR incentive programs will provide incentive payments to eligible professionals and eligible hospitals as they adopt, implement, upgrade, or demonstrate meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The programs begin in 2011. These incentive programs are designed to support providers in this period of health IT transition and instill the use of EHRs in meaningful ways to help our nation to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of patient health care. On July 13, 2010, two regulations were released, one of which defines the meaningful use objectives that providers must meet to qualify for the bonus payments, and the other which identifies the technical capabilities required for certified EHR technology. The Secretary of HHS published in the Federal Register a final rule that adopted standards, implementation specifications, and certification criteria for HIT. The final rule was released in conjunction with the Medicare and Medicaid EHR Incentive Program's final rule. The CMS regulations specify the objectives that providers must achieve in payment years 2011 and 2012 to qualify for incentive payments. The ONC regulations specify the technical capabilities that EHR technology must have to be certified and to support providers in achieving the meaningful use objectives. The current plans are the inclusion of images in the certified EHR technology in Stage 2, which is to take effect in October 2012.